Well, folks, it's hard to believe. It just seems like it was yesterday that I was at the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia in August of 2018. And the whole time I was there, we were talking about a drought, a record drought. And here we are talking about flooding now and the aftermath of the flooding. A lot has certainly changed in that year. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to preview the 2019 Missouri State Fair, which starts August 8th, runs to the 18th in Sedalia, Mo, is Mark Wolf. Mark is the State Fair Director there in Sedalia. Director, always great to talk to you. Let's start with that first point about the flooding. The State Fair Commission understands the ag community has endured a lot of hardships, and because of that, late fees are being waived for entries this year.
That's right, Brian. We, we just kind of been following this all year long, and obviously, certainly in certain areas of the state, really, really tough year for agriculture. And so I know that, this was something that we were watching. Obviously, the director of Ag, Christian, is one of our commissioners here on the State Fair Board. And, these conversations happened throughout the spring, and things, were there ways that the fair could, maybe ease that a little bit for our folks that want to come in and exhibit. And so what we decided was, or the commission decided, and we put to a vote, and it was obviously unanimous, was to waive our late fees. Normally, we have deadlines for entries to be in. And there's things that go along with that include ownership and length of ownership and things that are part of 4-H and FFA's rules themselves, for their projects. And but obviously, on our end, it was getting all that information in and getting it in the system so that we're ready to go when the fair arrives. And this year, we talked about it and decided, with the folks struggling out there with, areas that were flooded and some of them not even sure, were they going to be able to get here with, in a reasonable amount of time trying to get around the flooded areas and just a multitude of things that went along with that, we decided to waive our late fees. And so we did it across the board for everything, not just our livestock, but for entries for everything that we did. Just as a whole, we decided, let's just waive that. Some of these folks are going to have to make a decision a little later in the game of whether or not they can get here. And so that's what we did. And, it's... probably not a huge thing, I guess, in the bigger picture with some of the issues going on, but we felt like that was a way that we could say, hey, we know the issues are going on. We're not going to penalize you if you're having to wait to make those decisions.
Mark Wolf, again, our guest, the director of the Missouri State Fair. The attendance last year, about 350,000. The public campground, sir, will be opening on Friday, August 2nd at 9 a.m. You have about 1,100 sites. About 850 of those have electrical service. But the organization, pretty similar to last year, which worked out pretty well, especially compared to what happened a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's always kind of been a challenge to get folks in, and obviously we have to do it ahead of the game a little bit, prior to the fair, because we have no place to get a large number of them off city streets and things. They start blocking traffic. So once we, the weekend before the fair, we start on a Thursday. By that weekend prior to that, we have Carnival moving in, and we have vendors setting up, and it becomes very congested. And so historically, we have opened up our public campground to first-come, first-serve campers, a week. We've tried 2 weeks ahead. We've tried several different timelines to make it work. Over the last several years, we've settled on the week before. This year, we're actually going to do it on the Friday instead of the Thursday. But August 2nd, we'll open up the fairgrounds at the Centennial Main Gate, and campers can come on the grounds at 7 a.m. We'll line them up out here on the carnival ground, get them processed, and then we'll send them across in the campground somewhere around 9 o'clock. We'll start sending them over there, and they can pick their site. Actually, your information, just off a touch, we actually have about 1,100 sites in the campground out there that are full hookup. We have about, I think this year we're going to be somewhere around 900 of those are now reserved. So we're probably going to have somewhere around between 170 and 200 sites that are empty and available for first come, first serve.
Yeah.
As we've done the upgrades on that facility since starting back in 2008, as we've got a section of it done and upgraded to 50 amp and new sewer, new water, we have made those reserved. And folks can get those spots, and then they have the option if they want that spot the following year. So so we've reduced the number, and obviously the lineup will be smaller for the sites that are available. And we do have some dry camping. We could probably camp, a couple hundred, maybe as many as 300 folks out there if they're willing to dry camp and wait for a site to open up. So that's kind of where we're at on that.
Well, that's great. A great update. I appreciate the updated information on the electrical outlets. That's huge. Good information on that. The entertainment is always fun. A lot of truck and tractor pulls. I'm looking here at the list for guys my age. Foreigner and Night Ranger are coming in. Sister Christian. God, what a song. So they're going to be there?
They're going to be there on the second Friday. You know, the odd thing kind of got me. I was a little surprised as we watched ticket sales. They are the best-selling show we got going. So that really kind of shocked me because I think we got some really great country lineup shows on the Saturdays with Brantley Gilbert on the first Saturday and Brothers Osborne on the second Saturday. So usually those are the kind of concerts that sell the best. But, you know, I guess of those concert-loving folks out there, we're all getting a little older, and so, you know, Foreigner and Night Ranger was an act that we were able to pick up this year, and it's doing very, very well. So that's kind of neat. That's a little different than what we normally see, but, you know, I think if the weather straightens out and we have nice weather during the fair, we expect, you know, to sell a lot of tickets.
Final question I'll open up to you because there's just so much going on. One of the biggest events and the one I go to every year is the Governor's Ham Breakfast. That will be on August the 15th. Virtually all the lawmakers will be there. Virtually all the state office holders, many political candidates will be there as well. Last year, as I recall, Mark, there were more than 1,000 tickets sold for breakfast. It was packed. I've never seen anything like it. It seems like more and more people every
year. Yeah, that's... It's a popular event for sure, and a chance for folks if they want to, you know, have a chance to meet the governor face to face and meet their legislature folks face to face. That's a great opportunity over there, and 1,000 tickets to that's a sellout. So yeah, anytime we can sell it out and have a great event like that, it turns out to be a really big day here at the state fair.
The final question to the facilities. I know every year I ask you about some of the buildings that are going up, and some of not only the buildings but also some of the improvements that are going on. You do have several things that are going on. I believe the poultry facility, some other facilities as well, where some work has been going on. What's the status there?
You know, we obviously our staff here, we have a basically a full-blown construction crew that works full-time here on the fairgrounds, kind of covers the bases of all the different trades, and they work year-round on this facility. Obviously, some of the bigger projects are, you know, require the state to be involved. You know, there are dollar limits on what we can do in-house and things like that. But, yeah, we've done a lot of work on a lot of different things on the fairground. Poured a lot of concrete, a huge improvement on the east-facing, what we would refer to as the front of the Coliseum. I think we just wrapped up pouring about 310 yards of concrete in there. So, you know, it really looks good. A lot of things going on, and obviously a lot of folks may be aware, but Governor Parsons and the legislature were very kind to us this year down at the state legislature during the hearings, and we've got about $8.5 million in new upgrades and repairs to the facility that will be done hopefully before the 2020 fair. So next year should be really exciting.
So in this year's budget, there's about $8.5 million for improvements at the fairgrounds?
That's correct.
At fairgrounds, and a lot of those will be done by 2020.
That's the plan. You know, obviously, I guess weather, you know, a hard winter could maybe trip that up, but the plan is, I know the folks with facilities management and our facilities manager here, Jason Moore, have been working very, very hard on all those projects. Obviously, they've been in the system for a long time, but, you know, it's a complete electrical upgrade to the swine barn, a complete renovation of the old sheep pavilion out here. Gosh, we got some more campground upgrades. A new campground, 150-site campground, will be developed just for exhibitors only. A lot of roof repairs, a lot of tuck pointing, some things that really have been needing done for a long, long time, and we've been asking for a long, long time. And this year, they were kind enough down there in Jeff City to agree with us and decide it was time to work on this facility. And it's a very historic facility. You sure hate to see it set here and fall apart.
Yeah, exactly. And such a prize for the state, obviously, with all the buildings and the Coliseum and everything else. Is there anything you would like to add, sir? Feel free.
Well, I just like to tell folks anytime you get a chance, if you're planning to come to the state fair, certainly go online to our website at moststatefair.com. We have a really awesome website, and all the information about what's coming up, how to get tickets, and all that stuff is really easy to find on there. And, you know, I encourage folks, if you are planning to come to the fair, plan the trip ahead, because there's opportunities to get out there and purchase stuff in advance. I know we have partners with Menard Stores, Orsland Farm and Home Stores, and break time convenience stores around the state where you can buy advanced admission, advanced carnival wristband if you got kiddos coming and you want to save some money on carnival wristbands. a lot of opportunities out there to plan your trip ahead of time and save yourself quite a bit of money and make the day more enjoyable. And, you know, we just encourage folks to come out, support agriculture. You know, this is the largest showcase for agriculture in the state of Missouri every year. Agriculture is the largest industry in our state, and second place isn't even close. So, you know, you're talking about an $89 billion a year economic impact. So, you know, this is the showcase for that and an opportunity to come out and support our youth, support the 4-H and FFA kids and see all their hard work and you know, see what's the latest, greatest food on a stick or the latest, greatest piece of farm equipment. This is an opportunity to see it.